ॐ शान्ति
ॐ शान्ति
वरदानी दिवस पर आप सबकी
On the day of blessings, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, the decoration of the subtle region was looking very beautiful. So for a few seconds, I was watching the different scenes, the atmosphere, taking it all in. I noticed Baba coming from a far distance, and as Baba came closer, I saw Baba smiling. I then said, Baba, where had you been today? Baba said, Baba went on a tour of the entire world. Baba specially went to those devotees who are specially performing rituals and bhakti during this special time, which is a special month in the Hindu calendar. Some are doing it out of pure feelings of their heart, some are doing it because they need to do it, or they have to do it out of tradition. So Baba was looking at their love and their dedication. And so Baba was also having a lot of mercy and compassion for the devotee souls. Baba is also bound by their bound to give them the return of their bhakti, their devotional feelings. So Baba was giving them the return of their pure feelings, their pure devotional feelings. Some were very happy to receive those vibrations from Baba. Some were experiencing it. Some were just continuing to call out to God. Baba was having mercy for the children. The bestower is bestowing. However, the receivers are not understanding the importance of it. They continually just calling out to God. Secondly, Baba didn't just meet the devotee souls, but Baba also went to all of his own Brahmin children in all the different places. Baba was seeing how giving importance to the day of the Sadguru, the Brahmin children were celebrating a meeting with Baba, and in return for their love, Baba was filling the Brahmin children with blessings. Baba then said, come children, and I noticed how so many brothers and sisters got emerged in the subtle region in front of Baba. Baba said, sometimes the children don't realize it, but every day the father goes on a tour to meet all of his children, the Brahmin children. Baba can never forget his children. Sometimes the children become a bit lazy, a bit careless, but the father goes to meet the children and give them different kinds of experiences and blessings. He fills them up with blessings. Baba said, today Baba is going to take the Brahmin children on a tour. Baba takes the children up to a mountain. Baba said, ask all the children to try to reach on the top of the mountain. On the top of the mountain was this transparent kind of room, not like a temple but not like it, and There was light all around and the vibrations was very good. And the center was a sparkling point of light. And as everyone was focusing on the point of light, it was as though blessings were spreading in all four directions. Baba then said, "So come children, come onto the mountain." So they'd be on the base, and so they had to get to the top. They were trying to fly up to the top of the mountain. Some were able to reach halfway. Some got stuck halfway. Some were still standing on the bottom of the mountain and telling Baba, "Baba, send something, send a flying vehicle so that we can fly up to the mountain." So what did Baba then do? Baba sent a very beautiful flying vehicle. And Baba told the children, "Sit in your own personal vehicle and then fly up." So everyone did seat themselves in their own individual flying vehicles. But what happened then? Some of the vehicles were bound by ropes. For some, their flying vehicle was just going round and round in circles. For some, their flying vehicle was shaking quite a bit. So Baba then explained, according to the time, Father wants to make the children into the beloved deity form, because the devotee souls want to have a vision of their deities, but the Brahmin children still have some subtle bondages. On one hand, the father wants to take the children to heights of experiences, but they're not able to reach there. There are still some children who continue to go around and revolve in games of their own thoughts. They create such thoughts that put them into a spin. And then thirdly, there are some children who have courage, who keep courage, but sometimes they lose their courage. Baba sent a very large flying vehicle in which all the children were seated. The ropes around that flying vehicle on which was written, on one rope was written, love for the one father. On the second rope was written, a stage free from all thoughts. On the third rope was written, the videhi or the bodiless stage. The flying vehicle then starts to move up. So then they finally reach the top of the mountain and get seated in that special room. And they were, the form of the children was that of the beloved deities. They were transformed there. Baba then explained that Father has bestowed a lot on the children, but you have to become those beloved deities who are complete with all attainments. You have to give visions to the devotee souls. You have to reach your complete stage, because time is coming very close. I then said, "Baba, yes, the children are making good effort. How can the children become the embodiment of all attainments?" Baba said, "Baba has drawn the attention of the children from time to time. The more you practice the five forms in depth, in a subtle way, the more you make effort on that, you will have experiences yourself that you are receiving success at every step. The Father is your companion, and you'll be able to give those same experiences to others." So all the children, all the Brahmin children were visible in their deity form, the beloved deity form. Baba wants to see this in the children, and Baba said it's through this that the father and the children will be revealed, glorified in the world. Baba accepted the bhog and then fed the bhog to the children. While giving drishti to the children, Baba said, "The time is telling you make your inner stage very powerful. Time is moving towards transformation, so make your inner stage very powerful. Baba then gave Rishi to everyone, and then gave shared news of the souls who had offered special bhog. Baba emerged them in front of Baba. Baba said these souls have already reached the subtle region, and they already reached Baba, and Baba is making these souls for whom bhog was offered, Baba is making them full in all ways. I then returned. Om Shanti.